B'tochen for Life, Shir 656, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Behar. We want to recap what we discussed. We are trying to understand how to view other people's Bechira. For example, a child that makes a negative choice, how do we view it? Or somebody makes a choice to try to hurt us, Chas V'Shalom, how do we view it? And the answer is, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Miyiras Shemayim. Everything is nigzar from the Rabbeinu Shalom. The simple understanding is that the Rabbeinu Shalom did not decide which person should try to hurt you. The Rabbeinu Shalom decided that Chas V'Shalom, a person should get hurt. And somebody else came along and had Bechira and decided to be the one to hurt you, Chas V'Shalom. For example, Shimi ben Gera, who decided to curse David HaMelech. And therefore, if a person, Chas V'Shalom, is struggling with a child, we explain that it has nothing to do with you, even though the child has Bechira, but it would have happened anyway. Because it's not up to the child to impact your life. He can only impact his own life. Your Bechira can only affect yourself. It cannot affect anybody else. So therefore, we explain that if somebody undercuts you, or somebody steals something from you, Chas V'Shalom, if you have a way to get it back, you have a responsibility of ishtadlus in the proper fashion. But ultimately, it's not that person that did it to you, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom. Or if somebody helps you, and then the person wants you to do him a favor and do something that's not erlich, you have to tell yourself, that person didn't help me, it has nothing to do with my boss. He might have made a decision about something, but if he wouldn't have decided, I would have gotten it anyway. That is the basic understanding that we said to explain this concept. Now again, this is only the way other people relate to us. But when it comes to me relating to others, I have to view it, this is my Bechira. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to make the right decision. If I hurt somebody, Chas V'Shalom, I have to ask him Mechila. I can't say it's going to happen anyway, because it's my decision. It's my responsibility. This is the simpler way to help us understand it, that we shouldn't get upset when somebody does something to us, because it's not him, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom. We just added one piece, which again, if it's confusing, then leave it out. But that addition is that the only one that has Bechira at all in my world is me. It's me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everybody else, all the other billions of people, are just here to test me. And the same thing is with you and with somebody else. Every person relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a one-on-one basis. It's you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're the only one that makes a decision. Everybody else are props, are situations to see how you're going to respond. And therefore, if somebody does something to you, you are supposed to relate to him as if he didn't have Bechira. As if he didn't hurt you. It was the Rabbeinu Shalom that decided it. Because you're the only one that has Bechira. This is the addition to what we said. But practically speaking, when somebody else impacts you, the way we view it is that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has nothing to do with that person, whether he's helping or Chas V'Shalom harming. This is the basic understanding of the way we view Bechira, the way we view our approach to other people's decisions. Again, we didn't do complete justice to the topic because it is very difficult to understand. But one thing we can walk away with is how the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to relate. Even though we don't fully understand it, but this is the way we respond. Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyiras shamayim. No one can impact me. It's up to me to make the right decision.